I think out of everything that encompasses being a man, I have to tell you, being a father is it's number one.
It's very strange and wonderful.
Oh, it's hard. It's tough.
You know, because you got to be a comedian. You got to be a worker. You got to know how to handle different situations, especially when you have kids.
It's easier to be a dad than it is to be a husband. I think I like kids better than I do adults.
I've come to the point in my life where I completely and totally buy into the fact that I am defined by my fatherhood. I'm a dad, period.
Fatherhood is a phase of life that many guys are now embracing with gusto. We'll hear about the rise of daddy bloggers on Friday. Today, family life and the workplace. The U.S. is the only developed nation that doesn't guarantee paid time off for new mothers, and paternity leave is considered a luxury. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, more young men say they want and expect time off with a new child.
After nearly 4 weeks at home with his infant son, Kumar Chandran has the diaper thing down.
Almost done.
Chandran hunches on the living room floor of their Washington, D.C. townhouse while his wife, Eleanor Starmer, tries to placate baby Kai.
I know, bud. This is your least favorite activity.
Chandran says there was no question he wanted to be home at this time. The nonprofit he works for offers 4 weeks of paid parental leave, the same for men and women. He says this has let him bond with his son, pick up on subtle cues.
At first, it's like he's crying. It could be any, you know, it could be 17 different things. And now you're like, oh, I think he's hungry.
Then there's the practical aspect.
Every day I'm like, I can't imagine doing this by myself. You know, if it's just having someone take him so that someone can take a 10-minute nap or eat or make breakfast or something like that.
Although he will do it alone. Once his wife goes back to work, Chandran plans to take another month off using vacation and sick leave. While an ever-rising share of men say they want to have this kind of time with a new child, Chandran is among a lucky few who actually do.
The main reason men don't take it is because they don't have wage replacement, so they can't afford to.
Scott Coltrane of the University of Oregon says just 10% to 15% of U.S. employers offer paid paternity leave, almost all in white-collar professions. Some states are acting on their own, mandating paid family leave for most workers. In California, the number of men taking it has doubled in a decade. Coltrane says that's good for men, kids, and women.
Fathers who take leave end up doing more of the routine work later. They do more of the transportation, more of the cooking, more of the childcare, more of the doing homework with the kids. It's just kind of an early buy-in that helps men stay involved later.
In fact, some other places have taken pains to boost the share of new fathers taking paternity leave.
Quebec, like Norway, Sweden, have these dedicated daddy days. It's a use it or lose it. And if the men don't take it, nobody gets it. So they went from, you know, in the teens to now 8 out of 10 dads taking paternity leave.
But in the U.S., stigma dies hard, and this past spring there was a very public display of it. When New York Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy missed the first 2 games of the season for the birth of his first child, sports radio lit up. Host Mike Francesa got this call.
What is the maternity leave for a baseball player, Mike?
Well, listen.
I never heard of such a... something so ludicrous
this
in my life.
Listen,
host Francesa then went on a 20-minute rant, noting he'd been back behind the mic the very day his kids were born.
What are you going to do? I mean, are you going to sit there and look at your wife in the hospital bed for 2 days? I mean, what are you going to do?
A few others joined in, but the media backlash was strong. And last year, it was a totally different story. When golfer Hunter Mahan's wife went into early labor, he up and left a million-dollar tournament he was leading. Sports media embraced that move, giving him Father of the Year kudos.
I think it's fantastic for the workplace.
Karen Twarnight is with Ernst & Young, where almost all new dads take 2 weeks paternity leave. If they're the primary caregiver, they get up to 6 weeks. Twarnight says it gives the company a competitive edge. Ernst & Young has surveyed workers, its own and others, and finds the youngest generation of employees has a very different attitude toward balancing work and life.
Gen Y men rated day-to-day flexibility even higher than Gen Y women. They would be more likely to leave a company if day-to-day flexibility was not offered. I don't know that we would have seen that 10 years ago in the workplace.
Tornide says Ernst & Young has worked to change hard-driving corporate culture. It's encouraged top managers to take paternity leave and talk about parenting openly as role models. It even offers executive coaching to new moms and dads.
She's kind of part coach, part therapist, part, you know, cheerleader.
Ernst & Young senior manager Jared Crafton recently returned to work after his second paternity leave. He worries he may not be on top of his game.
To give you an example, I've been up since probably 4:15 this morning. You know, I'm quite tired. You know, one of my fears is that maybe I'm not being as efficient as possible. Maybe I'm not getting back to people as fast as I should be.
So he took it to his coach, who's been anonymously polling his colleagues about what they expect from him. They'll discuss it at their next session.
Oh, sorry, did we wake you up?
As baby Kai tries to sleep on his stomach, Kumar Chandran says his colleagues fully support his long paternity leave. Same with friends, says his wife, Eleanor Starmer.
What I've sensed is that the people that we've talked to who haven't been able to take much time off, and that's the vast majority of them, have seemed sort of impressed that you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, the signal is, this is really rare.
Friends are happy for us, she says, and jealous. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.